Great. Thank
you, Carol, for the stack.
I just wanted to see if Alina needed to finish what she was saying earlier.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for this has been very informative. And very absolutely. I'm done for now. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Carol, go ahead.
You made Scott, you said something about you got reports on three of the stations, and I wondered which of the stations you had not gotten reports on. Do you know that? Or maybe you don't?
Not entirely. I know one of the ones that I, and when I say reports, this is literally from Nita. Just it really looks like their notes from maybe when they interviewed people on site. So I know we got it for Houston. We got it for D.C. It seems like there was one other station, and I can't for the life of me right now remember what that was. We had three, and then
you got D.C., and you said another one that I did not hear.
Houston. Houston. I definitely know we got Houston. I definitely know we got D.C.
Okay.
I definitely – there's one other one, but I apologize. Okay. I can't recall what that one is at the moment.
Okay. And you're going to D.C. To both meet and also gather information, or etc.
We are. George will be in D.C. I think he comes in on Wednesday, and so I wanted, for all the reasons that we're talking about on this call, I wanted to take advantage of. Meeting him face to face, and kind of talking to him about where things are and maybe getting a little bit more of a definitive answer.
Right.
And then, I think we're going to actually meet at the station. So I'll get an opportunity and meet some of the folks at the station. And, certainly any of the questions that I have from, you know, the internal control notes. I mean, I feel kind of, a due diligence just to sort of clarify some of the, it sounds like the conclusions from Nita's interviews, and just to kind of make sure that, you know, truly nobody's reviewing something that they should be if that's the case, or vice versa. And then my plan is to do a similar thing with the other stations that we've got those summaries from. So I'll talk to Wandra and whomever and get contact people at those stations and set up times just to do some calls and try to, you know, close that loop, at least as far as the internal control work is concerned.
Thank you.
Sure.
Paulina, back to the stack, if I may.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. Scott, as far as the fact that you're dealing with NTA, I think that's how they like to be called, for three stations, which is WBL, that's what they said last time when they were on the call, or the previous, you know, you're dealing with them for WBAI, for the stations that don't have a business manager currently, right? And then there are folks, stations in California that do have a business manager. It has it been a conflict in a sense the fact that NETA is only doing work for three stations and not for the other two? Have you been in contact at all with, say, Barry, the KPFK, the Los Angeles manager, or you know, whoever's doing it in Berkeley? I'm actually not certain about that. Maybe somebody else can speak to that. But
sure.
Just your experience with your communication with the stations where there is a business manager in charge of the bookkeeping.
Right.
Go ahead.
So my understanding from the very beginning when we got appointed was that Nita was hired. They were going to come in. They were doing their assessments for control. Process recommendations, and that ultimately the idea, or it sounded like the decision, would be made as to whether or not they were going to take over the accounting function. And so through those conversations, you know, as I mentioned, George made it very clear to me that he would be functioning as the point of contact for the audit. And what that meant at the time, and the way I interpreted that, and I think the way he meant it, was that NETA's role would be is that they would be coordinating with the different stations to get us the information that we needed to start the audit. So to answer your question, at this point, we have such incomplete pieces of information that I have not, part of this is it's, we have Wandrin in her role, we have NETA and their variety of people in their role, and then we have the audit. In a more normal or traditional sense, it would be the auditors going to the accounting department directly and getting what they need and asking the questions. So given the environment that we're working on here, some of it is trying to balance out not stumbling over top of each other, you know, asking the same questions to the same people. So given that NETA's role was to be that point of contact in the audit, I've been kind of holding back or stepping back a little bit to try to let them get in, do what they need to do, get what they need to get from the different business managers and folks at the different stations so that they can do that kind of hunting, gathering, and forward it to me. And then once I'm able to get in and start doing some substantive test work, then obviously I will be following up with, you know, either NETA and or the individual stations. So I think the reality has set in for me in the last week as I feel like, you know, I'm just not getting the traction that I'd really hope to get in these last couple of weeks. That, you know, as I talk to Wandrin on Friday, as I'm going to be talking to George on Wednesday, I'm going to start soliciting and getting contact people. And, you know, I'm kind of at the point where if I need to step on some toes and get into the mix, I am, because I feel like I need to just start having those direct conversations with the stations, because I feel like something seems to be getting lost in translation, and I can't quite say what that is right now or why that is right now.
Thank you.
But it sounds like a lot of information has been gathered by NETA, and, you know, where they are in their process, that's the mystery to me at this point. And, but, you know, I think some of, according to Wandrin, a lot of the folks at stations are kind of frustrated because they feel like she's asking them for the same stuff that's already been provided. And, you know, I can't really say one way or the other because I've only seen what I've seen. And doesn't sound like it's everything that at least the individual stations think that they've provided. So my solution to that is maybe I just need to circumvent, or maybe not circumvent, but maybe run parallel to what NETA is doing so that I can get what I need for the audit.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. Scott, this group was speaking earlier in the meeting, and we'd like to know what minutes are needed for the audits and how many years of minutes are needed. Obviously, you need the national board minutes, both open and closed meetings. Do you also need the local station board minutes? And how many years do you need these minutes for?
I think we were really just focusing on the fiscal year 17 minutes, so not years prior to that. I mean, when we roll into the 18 audit, we'll continue to ask for minutes from 17 to current. But I think for right now, for the 17, I think we've been provided all the minutes that we had requested. So I think we're good on the minutes there. But going forward, I think we were probably more interested in audit committee minutes and the national board minutes.
Okay.
Can I ask a related question?
Can I just get something clarified? So you have all of the Pacifica National Board 2017 minutes, is that PNB minutes?
I believe so, yes. All the ones that are available.
Oh, okay. What about the ones that are not available? Do you need those? Do you need a complete minutes for every meeting that was held?
You know, with most clients, I have some clients that have board meetings and don't maintain minutes. So having what we have, I mean, usually we make a management recommendation that if you're going to go to the trouble of having a meeting, you should memorialize it. You guys do that, so I commend you for that. The minutes, to be quite honest, they're important. They're insightful. Usually we use the minutes because it gives a good idea of some of the discussions and things that are relevant to the audit, relevant in the sense that they're relevant to the business as a whole, the organization as a whole, the operationally that are happening throughout the year and have financial implications. I personally feel like from the minutes that we've been provided so far, as well as my sense that you guys have been extremely candid in all the communications we've had since July when we started as the auditor, I feel good with where we are with the minutes. And from that perspective, I really don't necessarily see the value in trying to chase down if we're missing one meeting here and there. I think we've got enough of the meeting minutes that we have a more or less a complete picture of what's gone on, particularly with these subsequent conversations.
Okay. Do we need to gather together the local station board minutes, or is that unnecessary?
I feel like that is unnecessary at this point.
Okay. We just need to know the national board and the audit committee and the finance committee for 2017.
Correct.
And then to the present as much as possible.
Correct. So the one, yes, correct. That's it exactly.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is James with the stack.
Go ahead.
I had a related question. I'm looking at the PBC list. And this is where we're talking about the minutes. And it says you've received PNB minutes from February 10th through 17 through August 30th of 18, which I guess would mean you may be missing the January of 2017 minutes.
Right. It sounds like the first quarter of FY17 is a little spotty.
Okay. But it seems like now you're saying that that's okay.
Yes.
According to this, you're only missing January.
Correct.
Okay. And also
I was just going to say, I think at this point we're good with the minutes that we have. I really just, my overall arching point was I just wanted people to expend the effort more on some of the support for the financial areas on the trial balance.
We were also thinking about the future. I had been looking at this, and then we had a discussion about minutes, and I was kind of shocked to find out we don't seem to have, or perhaps we do have, but we don't know how to access it, or people aren't accessing it for current minutes, a repository for our minutes, a central location where they're kept and can be accessed for future, audit purposes or perhaps other legal purposes.
Right.
You would certainly recommend, even though you don't necessarily need them now for this purpose, you would recommend that we do that, right?
It is a best practice that to have minutes for all of the meetings that we discussed for all the reasons that you just said. Like I said, in the 20 plus years of being an auditor, I've had for-profit clients that don't always maintain minutes. I've had a number of nonprofit clients for the same reason. And some organizations, in spite of us making recommendations that they do so, they elect that, sometimes for the flip side of what you're talking about, legal reasons, they prefer not to, because obviously anything that you have as a record can be subpoenaed if you're in a lawsuit. But the audit community as a whole typically considers it a best practice to maintain minutes and maintain those so that they can go back and be referenced if necessary.
Certainly seems like it. Thank you.
Great. I noticed on your PBC chart that it looked like you thought you didn't have finance committee meetings, minutes, and audit committee minutes, but I thought I made all of those available to you.
You did, and I think
you just didn't update that line.
I think that line item just probably didn't get fully updated. I think the ones you sent me were audios, and I think the person I'm having updated just didn't really think about that when they were doing it. But I'll make sure that gets mm-hmm. updated on the next version of the PBC list. But I promise you, I feel like we have everything that you've provided and
great
and that we're good.
No, I have connected you with the, I think, secretary of the Finance Committee, and he was wanting to send the closed minutes encrypted and
okay.
hoping you guys could work it out.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's, but that's, you know, if you've got what you need, then we're good.
I think we have what we need, and we certainly have. Like I said, I think you guys have been very candid with all of the struggles and issues that you've been dealing with. And so that's really what we get out of minutes when we go back and read those. And so I feel like we have a good basis to make sure that we have our arms around all the issues that are out there and certainly know who to go talk to as we get into some of the detail and make sure that, you know, we're getting the complete updated picture.
Paulina,
so that's okay. Go ahead, Paulina.
Great, Scott. So it sounds like the minutes shouldn't be something that we should be focusing on right now. What, in your opinion, then, just to summarize? I know you've said it before, but just to bring it back.
Sure.
What are the most important, relevant, and urgent areas where this committee could help you out? And I know, the idea is without necessarily, you said you were ready to step on some toes if necessary, and I think that's a great approach because we want to get this thing done. So how can we help out in which areas, at which stations? Give us some of your opinions as far as how we can, who we should talk to, which areas we should press on to get this thing moving and help you move it along.
And the areas that I would say when you look at the PBC list, they're probably the most pressing for us are going to be the areas that affect the balance sheet or your statement of financial position. So the things like the cash, the fixed asset detail, the when we look into net assets, I think one of the open questions that we have is, you know, if we have restrictions on net assets, temporary or otherwise, we want to know, what's the documentation that supports or drives that restriction. Things like the endowment, you know, where is the endowment? Is that in an investment account? Where is that investment account? I think there are questions that we have about the investment accounts that are the investments that are presented, if I can't quite remember if you have any clearly. Going through the liabilities, just kind of understanding and getting the support for those. I think, you know, one of the things, quite frankly, that's changed in the last probably 10 years, it used to be back in the day we would send cash confirmations and they would be paper forms and we'd send those out to banks. In the last 10 years, banks typically don't even honor that form of confirmation. It's all done electronically. So I know one of the questions that we've had out for maybe the last week is, who are all the check signers on all the different bank accounts? Because we also need their email address so that we can initiate that electronic cash confirmation. So that's a big piece of it. Cash right now is probably the most crucial area just to get everything, all the support that we need. Because, you know, if you will, there can be a lot of things wrong in an accounting setting, but cash is king. So if the cash is all there and the cash all reconciles, then it should provide you some comfort. It provides us as auditors comfort, because then the rest of it usually is just maybe reclassifying things between, you know, different accounts. Maybe they're not recorded in the right area, but if you can't nail down cash, then that really kind of leaves big question marks for almost every single account. Just because, you know, cash really is the one account that can be the other side of a journal entry that affects so many other things in the balance sheet. So I would say the balance sheet, all those items on the PBC list, those are probably the things that if we can get that as complete, not as complete, if we can get it completed, then that really gives us a substantial amount of the audit that we can at least hang our hat on. because, you know, at the end of the day, your balance sheet is your assets equal your liabilities plus your net assets. And so if we can go down and check every one of those accounts and feel good that we have support for them and everything is, you know, reasonably presented, then your profit and loss really kind of falls out, that because that's a component of your net assets when it gets closed out at the end of the year. So that's really the best way, I think, from an audit standpoint, for us to put some fences around things. And then, you know, once we feel good about the balance sheet, the P&L really becomes a classification exercise just to make sure everything's in the right place. But cash is the key one right now, and I know Nita has been really involved with that.
Scott, I'm just going to jump in here and say, Scott, I don't think the members of the committee are going to be able to jump in there and get things
done.
Excuse me.
No, and I'm sorry. I got a little long-winded and didn't finish the thought. The thought is just any support that you can provide or any push you can give the folks at the local station, to the extent that they are still working through or gathering information to support those balance sheet requests, that would be helpful. I didn't mean to imply that you would get in and start sifting through accounting support in detail.
Okay. Who was next on the staff? Was that Adriana?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. Sorry. I want to let you know that I couldn't get into the call by myself. I didn't call till just a few minutes ago. Something is going on. I'm very sorry, but I couldn't.
I don't know why.
Okay. That was all.
Okay. Who else was on the stack? Paulina, were you trying to?
I was trying to make a quick follow-up comment / question. Looking at the PVC, it sounds like it's not about the variance in the accounts, but rather about the receipts to back up the variance, right, Scott? So which are the stations, very quickly, specifically, which stations among the five are the ones that need help or prodding or our support, I would rather say, with...
Is that something we can go into here?
Yeah. Providing receipts to back up the cash and cash equivalents that you need in order to proceed with the audit.
I think, to be honest, that's a question that would probably be best addressed to NETA, because they're the ones who have gotten so much further into the cash process, and I haven't gotten everything from them. So, to be, like I've said before, that's one of the things I want to really be able to kind of talk directly to George this week and find out, because my understanding is he's been provided with some information. I know he's working through it because he's found some things that he felt like maybe reconciliations weren't done completely or accurately, and he's kind of going through on trying to have his team fix those properly before he sends them to me. In general, I mean, obviously some stations have provided a little bit more than others, but I'd say all the stations owe us something. But again, I don't know whether the stations themselves have sent that to NETA, and it's just kind of, you know, being held up there while they're going through it first. But I guess just the overarching theme is to continue to provide support. I know I know George has commented about, you know, getting difficulties with individuals. I would say from my perspective and what I'm hearing peripherally, I think everyone's cooperating. I think it's just a matter of some stations are having a harder time getting their hands on all the support.
Let me ask Scott, maybe after you meet with George this week, maybe it would be easier to, I don't know, write up or somehow put together a summary of,
certainly,
you know, where the weaknesses are and where we can look at that.
I will
come over to PFW I will come over to PFW Wednesday afternoon and meet with you guys. I work just a few blocks away, so that's easy. And maybe I can help. I can help.
Absolutely. And once I have a conversation with George, I will certainly summarize kind of what he conveyed to me, as well as what I kind of see as my assessment of, you know, where things are and where maybe the sticking points are, and you know, what my plan going forward is to kind of work around that.
Great. I think we've been on this call now for nearly an hour and a half. Well, Scott, just an hour, but you've done most of the talking,
right.
So you must be tired. I don't know if we have anything else we need to touch on here. Does anybody have any more questions?
This is great. I don't have a question. I have a motion.
Okay, great. Let's hear it.
Okay, I'll read it, and I can think I can send it. I'm almost done writing it, but...
Let me ask you, can we let Scott go so he can get his beauty rest?
Can Paulina here, can I ask a very, very quick follow-up, last question of Scott, and I really appreciate his patience and his time.
Sure.
Let's let Paulina go then.
Okay.
I'm chairing, Paulina, so I get to say yes.
Yeah. thank you. On the PVC list, are there any items that, given, say, for instance, I'm looking at a particular item. It says there's missing documentation for, let me see what I'm looking at. There's the IRS, yes. The IRS is missing certain information, and according to George, provide copies of any significant correspondence, audit reports, deficiency notices, etc., with regulatory agencies, IRS, DOL, federal cognizant agency, etc. It says provided IRS correspondence 11/29/2018 per George. P&O has physical copies, had physical copies, but due to poor filing, no longer has them. If Pacific is unable to find those physical copies, would that, endanger, let's say, would that affect the audit? So I'm just very curious about these very serious issues where poor bookkeeping prior or poor filing might endanger the whole process. I just wonder how you guys proceed as to that and how we can remedy it.
Right. I guess as we talked about the audit and we've talked about the timeline, I mean, one of the reasons why I really kind of reached out to everybody last week is it's because, you know, I know it's very important to get this audit done. It's equally important to be able to be in a position to start the 18 audit. I think I've mentioned, you know, personally, I feel invested. I want to see you guys file the 18 audit no later than June when it's due. Originally due to the Charitable Trust of California. I want to get you guys back on track and caught up with these audits. But one of the things we may very well come to, if everybody says, hey, we've provided you all the support we can provide you, regardless of whether it's the specific question you're talking about, as an auditor, if the support is just not there or it's not adequate, then that's where you kind of get into a situation that I think your prior auditor was in when he issued the 16 audit. He gave a scope limitation. In the opinion, he referenced the pension plan and the fact that the liability was indeterminable at that point due to the state of that audit with the Department of Labor. He also identified that there was a number of other support items that were just not adequate, and because of that, he had to kind of qualify his opinion and talk about that in the opinion. We may be in the same situation in a week or two, or when everybody says, hey, pencils down, we've done all we can do, you got to work with what we have. So to answer your question about IRS communication and stuff like that, there are other avenues and means that we can do as auditors to kind of feel comfortable or get comfortable around that. But one of the things that I will necessarily kind of step back and look at is, if we're looking at the audit as a whole, what was the quality and what was the sufficiency of the documentation provided? One letter from the IRS is not going to hold up the audit or affect the audit significantly, but it's really looking in totality. You know, if we're missing the documentation in revenue, missing documentation in expenses, missing documentation to support various balance sheet accounts, that's when you really kind of have to step back and use your judgment that, you know, because the audit opinion is essentially the audit firm saying that the numbers we're putting and presenting in these audited financial statements are materially correct. And if there's not enough support for us to feel comfortable saying that, that's when you typically see auditors sort of change their opinion from that clean, unqualified opinion to something similar to what you got last year. So I don't know if that answers your question, but
absolutely,
you know,
does. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Scott. That
sure.
Clarifies it for me. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to mention to everybody on this call that Adriana Casanave just texted me saying she got dropped from the call. Hopefully she's trying to reconnect. But in any case, thank you again, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Can I ask a follow-up question on that?
Go ahead, James, quickly. Yeah.
Just real quickly, I had noticed that myself, where the IRS correspondence, the Pacifica National Office had copies but no longer has them. I mean, isn't that something you could go to the IRS and ask them to reproduce? I mean, I know you don't necessarily, you'd like to have your own original copies, but
right.
That's reproducible, isn't it?
It should be reproducible, yes.
Good, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, I think, Grace, it's time for your motion.
Yes, do we want to? Yeah, we don't need Scott for this, though.
Okay. Scott, if nobody else has anything else for Scott, then we could let him go.
Thank you.
And, thanks so much,
all
Scott.
Right.
You've talked. We've made you answer a lot of questions, and I'm sure we'll do that again.
Absolutely.
In the future.
I hope I answered everybody's question, and thank you. And I hope everybody has a nice evening.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Too. We'll
thank
see
you,
up
Scott.
Bit.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Okay. Please go ahead with
my
that.
Motion. Okay, I'll read it. Audit Committee motion from Audit Committee meeting of January 21st, 2019 for the PNB. As it is necessary for our audits to have complete minutes for all Pacifica National Board meetings, both closed and opened, as well as for the Audit and Finance Committee for the last 2 years, and as these minutes are also needed for future CPB funding and for compliance with California Nonprofit Corporation rules and regulations. And regulations. Sorry.
Okay.
It's almost complete. And as it is a best practice for minutes to be kept and stored accessibly, therefore be resolved that the officers of the National Board work on gathering all PNB minutes for both open and closed sessions and all minutes for the Audit and Finance Committees. Further, if needed, that a small committee be formed to help gather these minutes. When all available minutes have been gathered, if there are missing minutes or minutes that were never provided by a secretary or secretaries, that provision be made to hire a secretary to create these minutes from the audio of the meetings, both open and closed. The ED shall work with Pacifica technical staff to gather all audio recordings of meetings with missing minutes. Further, that a reasonable hourly rate be allocated for this work in the range of $25 per hour, and that no single set of minutes cost more than $250. The Pacifica ED be tasked with locating a contract employee to create these minutes. Further, that the person taking on the secretarial task sign a confidentiality agreement so that confidential minutes are secure. Further, that the executive director and Pacifica technical staff provide a secure, accessible online depository for all minutes and recordings of meetings, and that a staff member be designated the responsibility for maintaining this depository. So I will send that to this audit committee in one moment.
Can we?
There we go.
Think that we could. That would be great if you would send it. Do you think we can wait until our next meeting to discuss and vote on it, or review it? Because it's long.
Paulina,
there are a couple of points in there that I'm not sure about. So, Paulina?
Paulina, well, Eileen, I second your concern. I feel like given what Scott has told us, that it is not urgent for the audit, but it is important, as Grace has pointed out, for our legal responsibilities under the corporation code. Maybe we should take some time and perhaps consider this motion during our next meeting. Yeah, I would agree with Eileen.
Okay.
James for the stack.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask Grace if she would consider a friendly amendment to include some wording about the Community Advisory Board minutes, which are necessary to get our CPB grants restored.
Yeah, is definitely necessary. Okay, that's fine. I would accept that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we even have to say friendly amendment, because I think we'll ask Grace to, or do we? You can correct me. Are we okay with putting off consideration to our next meeting?
That's fine with me. It's just that if it's clearly a yes on this and it's only going to take 5 minutes to pass it, maybe the fact that we want to end the meeting will make this happen more quickly than if we take up 2 hours in the next.
I'm sorry, take up that.
Adrian to the stack.
Grace, I didn't quite get what you were saying.
What I'm saying is it's a pretty straightforward motion. We need to have minutes, and we need to store them in an accessible place.
Okay.
This would have to, because it's allocating money to be spent to create minutes that never existed, it should go to the PNB for approval. It seems like a no-brainer with the addition of what James is talking about.
Adrian? Thank you.
The stack, please.
I'm sorry, who was that, Mosquita?
Yes,
Adrian, then Mosquita.
Okay. Who's first?
Adrian, go ahead. Adrian. Adrian LaViolette. What happened to you? I guess
She's not appearing on the Maestro. Oh, no, she just reappeared. I'm sorry.
I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, good. Go ahead. You've got the floor right now.
You know, I dropped off for a second, so maybe my question was answered, but I... I guess I missed the logic of why... Not that there isn't a logic, but I think I missed the logic of why we should wait exactly, if you don't mind repeating that, because it seems pretty straightforward to me, so...
Paulina here, I think the logic was articulated by...
No, Paulina. Paulina, you don't have the floor. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Muscular?
Yeah, I think we should wait because there's money involved in the motion. There may be some people who have other ideas once we think about it for a few minutes. I don't think it should be pushed through tonight. I would not vote for it.
Okay. That's my feeling. Paulina,
okay,
did you want
to... Grace for the
chat.
It's late for us, Grace. It's late for us. And, you know, some of us are pretty tired by now.
I understand. No, I'm not going to push it. I just hope that it will be on the top of the agenda.
It will be.
We'll remember.
Yeah.
Okay. And request for information. When are we going to meet next? 2 weeks from tonight?
That would be my suggestion, but I wanted to finish up. That's our last point, I think. So, Paulina, did you have something else? And I would like to...
Very, very brief. I agree with Maskila as far as the logic that there's money involved and we should really consider, for instance, including that all minutes for all committees and board meetings should be on KKPFTS, although it shouldn't require a motion. That's already something that is required of us. But I just want to reiterate that we should put this the vote off to the following meeting so that we can consider it, and there doesn't need to be a big debate about it. Next time we can take a few minutes to vote, but it doesn't have to be tonight. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, does anybody, let's look, does anybody have anything else before we set the next meeting?
Ken to the stack.
Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if this motion is urgent. Maybe we should meet next week rather than 2 weeks.
I'll give my 2 cents. I don't believe it is urgent because Scott made it clear that he had what he needed for the audit, and I don't think we're too close to applying to the CPB this month to need to have all our notes complete. That's my feeling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is James with a request for information.
James, go ahead.
about the question of KPFTX having or being the logical, I believe it's the logical place for minutes to go, and I've actually been told that it is the place where minutes are supposed to go. I've just never been able to figure out how to find them, and I think it may be a mistake to think that minutes go there. It's just that audio recordings go there, so maybe it's been thought that minutes weren't necessary, or I'm not sure. So that would be a request for information to be possibly answered at the next meeting if anybody knows anything or can find out anything about that. And then I have one other request for information.
Your question was, are all the minutes really there at KPFTX?
I know they're not all there, but if some of them may be, KPFTX, you know, where we have our meeting schedules.
Yeah, I don't know if the closed meetings are there. I think the open ones are supposed to be posted. What's your second point?
The discussion that you were earlier, we didn't have a discussion, but you had mentioned earlier that you were had intended to work up in writing some material on absences from the meetings. And I'm just wondering if the slate begins clean when the new committee convenes after the elections. Is that how that works?
I don't know, but I don't think that comes into it as much, because I think what we talked about was, you know, a number of consecutive meetings. So it's not how many meetings you've missed in a year. So I don't think we, you know, need to wipe the slate clean.
I'm just asking if that's what's done. But I understand your answer.
Okay, good.
Carol for the stack.
Thanks. Carol, go ahead.
I move to
adjourn. Wait, did we decide on the next meeting in 2 weeks?
No,
that would be that would be February 4th. Are we good for that?
Don't we meet on the 1st and 3rd or something, or we don't do that?
I don't think we actually did that. I think we were trying to do that so you wouldn't miss other meetings. I don't know if you're still on the same committees.
Yeah.
But we've kind of been going every 2 weeks mostly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does anybody else have something to...
Paulina?
Yes, Paulina?
I think we should meet earlier. It should be in a week and not in 2 weeks for the following reason. As Scott has clearly articulated to us, there's urgent business that needs to be followed up in terms of the material needed for the audit being provided to the auditor by NETA
and by wandering, etc. So if we can get an NETA representative or George, hopefully, on the call next week would probably be more would make more sense because of the urgency of the issue. Because at the rest, minutes wise, and everything, it has to do with pending. It's all pending the audit, right? So the auditors have said they're cool. They're okay with the minutes that they have right now, but they're missing other information. Hopefully, in order to make this get going faster, we probably want to meet faster sooner than rather than later. But let's see what other people think.
Yeah, muscular.
Go ahead.
I'm certain that other people don't have other lives, but there are some of us who do. So we have other committees, we have other PME. Come on, they can wait. I mean, this is, there's some urgent things and we need to take care of this. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But if we put it on the top of our agenda on February 4th, I think that we will be able to do this and get it to the PNB and to the appropriate figures at NETA, or get it to Scott quickly.
Carol, for the stack.
This is
Grace for the stack.
It's just too much. It's 10.5 here.
I'm sorry? Muscular?
5 in Washington, D.C., okay? Other lives than WPFW or PNB or Pacifica. So please, let's not wear each other out with this stuff.
Okay. I forget who was first. Carol, then Grace?
This is Carol. I support Muscula, and I also think that they can do they are all understanding and are pressing, and they have to do the work, and being on a meeting isn't doing the work. And so I think waiting for the fourth is fine.
Okay. Grace?
I think we need to have a compromise here. I agree with Moscow and Carol, but also with Paulina, and that is, if it turns out that Eileen, are going to meet with George and Scott on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you find that a meeting is needed urgently to push this some sort of activity on this audit by Pacifica staff and NETA, then we can have a meeting on the 28th to pass a motion to put pressure to bear on the executive director, basically, and on NETA, because there will be a PNB meeting on the 31st. So I think that if we schedule a meeting for the 28th, then, Eileen, you can use your judgment as to whether you want to have us hold that meeting based on the information you get on Wednesday, or cancel that meeting.
Is that a motion?
I think that would be my motion, to have a tentative meeting for the 28th, to schedule a meeting for both the 28th and the 4th, then if we don't need a meeting on the 28th, to cancel it in favor of the 4th. But we need to get these audits done, and if pressure is needed from this committee to put this as a top priority, I think we need to do it and have it be taken up at the monthly PNB meeting on the 31st.
I'll go with that compromise. I mean, Maskila here. If you buy your,
yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Does anyone object to that? I will then put in meetings for both of those days. And then I guess, I'll be in touch with you all as soon as I can after the Wednesday meeting. It might not be, 10 minutes later, because I have to work on Thursday and Friday, but I'll be in touch as soon as I can.
Thank you so much, Eileen.
And they might, well, between the two of them, they may well have some good ideas as, once we're just speaking, face to face. So, yeah. All right. Let me see. Calendar. Okay. So anything else? Because if not, then we can adjourn, as Carol so moved, right?
Yes.
All right.
Can I
second? Any objections? No?
Agreed.
Thank you so
no.
much, everybody.
Yay.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
See
night,
ya.
Everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.